From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston. In this weekly update, a lot of Missourians smoke cigarettes, about 21%. It's one of the highest rates in the nation. But of course, some segments of the population smoke at an even higher rate.
We find in LGBT Missourians that that range is somewhere between 35 and 40%.
Kevin Everett is a professor at the MU Medical School. Researchers have known for a while that smoking rates tend to be higher among the gay community, but there aren't a lot of hard numbers.
We have very little data, very little research to understand this community.
Jane McElroy, also at MU. In 2008, McElroy and Everett started asking people at Pride festivals around Missouri about their smoking habits.
And so what we have is a bunch of people that go as data collectors, and we pay them a small stipend. So then they just have clipboards, and they go and they approach attendees, and they ask them if they'd be willing to fill out the survey.
And we were able to learn a lot more about just how significant the problem is.
Why do you think the smoking rates are so much higher amongst the LGBT community than the population at large?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons that probably lead to this, and we don't know exactly, but I would posit that it relates to, it is certainly a community that the tobacco industry has targeted. They develop specific campaigns for that community and push the product heavily. You combine that with an area where the community has socialized, has often been at bars and their own unique gay bars. That has been an arena in the U.S. that is typically allowed smoking. And so, again, their primary socialization areas at some level included smoking. And finally, sadly, is that probably healthcare providers and systems have not done a good job in terms of recognizing this as a group who has high smoking rates. And so intervention research and intervention and treatment has not been targeted to that area.
And I also think another aspect of being part of the LGBT community is stress. There's just a tremendous amount of stress by nature of who they are. There's lots of discrimination that goes on. And for some folks, they feel that smoking is a stress-reducing tool. And so that, I think, also does play a role as stress. It's sort of that self-medication.
I think we're in a real learning phase as to, are there specific elements of treatment that we need to offer that are specific to that community that will really lead to success in changing?
So far, McElroy and Everett have surveyed around 10,000 Missourians at Pride festivals. Starting in 2013, the federal government will also start collecting national-level data on this. Last summer, the Obama administration announced it will include the category of sexuality in future health surveys. That means, for the first time, they'll be tracking the health of LGBT communities, including things like smoking rates. From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.